You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
We have one laughing emoji reaction so far to the show. I'm going to assume that that's laughing with us.
With Joshua Briscoe.
God, I hope so.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Sad fans on Reddit here in just a minute. The last Oakland Raiders fan edition. Also, this instrumental makes me want to just begin singing right now. I think I still know the verses to this song by heart. Rudy is mouthing the lyrics right now. He skipped a few in the middle there, but this song is so good. This whole album, because the internet is such an unbelievable. The instrumental is Childish Gambino 3005.
One of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, same. Yeah, so good.
I was in Kentucky when that album came out.
Probably a joke in there somewhere.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure that you being in a Kentucky frat and loving Childish Gambino definitely plays into a few stereotypes.
Was there a basketball player hiding in the closet?
Have we told that story, or we haven't said who this? We've just left that ambiguous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've told it on
here.
Well,
then go ahead. You really thundered through as if you knew that for sure, Beards, and then you hesitated afterwards.
No, it's because the fan came on in here.
Two things quickly. One, before we get to side fans, which we'll get to in just a second. Mizzou basketball just lost to something called a Charleston Southern, 68-60.
Honestly,
Mizzou was a 25-point favorite.
That drink pairs so well with a nice steak. A Charleston Southern, does that not sound like a drink?
It does.
That sounds like a drink.
Dude, I was so far away from where you're at on that one. Yeah, Charleston Southern, those candies that come in the yellow box, right, that are like marshmallowy with chocolate over them.
So good.
Those are Charleston Southern shoes.
So good.
No, you're right. But Charleston shoes is what I was describing. Yeah. I was doing a joke. If anyone, I don't know if you guys.
No, I got it.
Sometimes I'll make a joke, just sort of see where it takes us.
I played along with it.
You're right. Charleston Southern though does feel like a bottom shelf whiskey, where it's like, oh, this was clearly made.
Yeah.
This was clearly made in a basement. This was made in a.
But it tries to be classier than it is.
For sure, it's like Walmart brand whiskey. Basically, it's like, oh yes, I'll have a
Charleston.
Can I get a Jack and whiskey? Jack and whiskey. Hold, nope, I'm an idiot. Can I get a whiskey Coke? Sorry, I almost stumbled over the middle there.
I mean, you can have a Jack and whiskey.
That's
you can.
True. That's
it's
true.
Not impossible. It works.
Yeah. After the way this segment's gone so far, I'm probably gonna go home and have a Jack and whiskey tonight. Yeah, could I get a whiskey Coke? Yeah, sure. What do you want? Oh, I'll just. What's the cheapest? Oh, we have Charleston Southern. Oh God. Okay. Yeah. No. I'll take it.
I'll go with it.
It's just rubbing alcohol with brown food coloring.
That's the happy hour special. You know, you get that for $2.
When you go to Applebee's for their $1
yes.
drinks, they've got a whiskey Coke with Charleston Southern for $1 right now. Please tell the story that Beard was just referring to for all the new listeners. They may not have heard that story. First of all, what, 2 years ago?
It would have been that long.
It was on the show.
Yeah.
It was on the inter- it was, yeah.
There's no way we told it on Almost Entirely Sports on 810.
Yeah.
It has not been told that recently.
Because I
have no way.
Like, I was never on the ESPN show that much.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like you to retell the story regardless. I don't think it's been told in a while.
So, we don't have to say who it was.
No, please continue not saying who it was, because I don't want Devin Booker to be. Oh God! Oh no! Oh no!
This was the year before Devin Booker was at Kentucky.
Did you on a visit?
It
wasn't Devin Booker.
He actually.
I don't know.
Him and Tyler Ulis were actually at our house once after late night after Big Blue Madness because they were visiting.
That's exciting. How'd that go? Was that fun?
They signed. Committed.
That's true. They sure did. I bet they had a good time, even if you didn't. Please go ahead and tell the story.
So anyway, so this was
avoid names necessary.
This was pretty early. Like, I had been there. My friends had moved there like in June or July. I'd gotten there in August, and so it is like my first week there, roughly. And it's everybody's coming back to school, so we decided to throw a party.
Mm-hmm.
Started off through party number one at the house, and we lived in a family area.
You know, it's a good story, whatever. Sort of party number one.
But I feel like it needs to be mentioned. So, like, party number one was a Sunday night. And again, we live in a family area. So, like, everybody around us has family. So, it's Sunday night. So, we decide, like, nothing happens. But we decide the next night, let's throw another one on a Monday night. Again, another school night.
Hell yeah.
Back to back Sunday, Mondays. Totally normal. Well, it was loud. There were a lot of cars. Somebody called the cops. a unnamed Kentucky basketball player hid in my closet while I pretended to be asleep. One of my roommates who dealt with the cops, because he actually had not been drinking or anything. Like, he at this time he was going, he had been
what
bet.
What year was this?
This was 2013. He had been bet, like,
I do have a suggested result. I definitely have Googled 2013 Kentucky yeah. basketball roster before.
That he would, like, all of his buddies would basically give him like $3,000 if he didn't drink for a year, and he was like in month 7 of this.
Okay.
He ended up quitting in like month 11. Just,
oh,
so
wow.
It's so dumb. It's so close, wow. And he just decided to stop. Anyways.
Bad week.
He dealt with the cops, and like they opened up my door, and like I'm eyes closed, and I hear him say, oh no, yeah, he's been asleep for hours, like he wasn't involved in the party or whatever. And the cop just was like, okay, shut the door, went off, and yeah, and we just hid out there until everybody had left.
I don't think Willie Cauley Stein would have fit in the closet.
Nah, he probably too tall.
7 feet. And look at the roster right now. Trying to see a nice role player here. Handful of NBA logos on this list here, Rudy.
Yeah, there is.
Handful of NBA logos. Anyway, that's Rudy's Kentucky Wildcats basketball player hiding in his closet story.
Yeah.
I feel like there's no, I just, the thing, I felt like it needed to be retold because Beard said it so matter-of-factly.
Yeah.
That was a thing that I imagine most people listening just now had no idea was a thing.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about it.
It was, Kentucky was fun. It's a good time.
Missouri lost to a whiskey.
Yeah, they did. You just set off my iPad. When you said Missouri, it heard "Hey Siri," I guess. My iPad just went
did it
off.
Set it off again?
No, not that time.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah. It's been sensitive lately. I feel like everything sets this thing off. You don't even have to say anything that sounds like "Hey Siri" and it goes off. Like, I just said it and it did not go off.
Same, actually. Very sensitive lately.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the Oakland Raiders subreddit. After every Chiefs game, Beards puts on a hazmat suit and goes into the subreddit of the team that loses the game. Sometimes it's the Chiefs, usually it's not. Beards, what was your adventure into the Raiders subreddit like?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of all what happened. Refs, they were not kind to the refs.
They never
shocking.
Are.
Yeah, that's become a pattern.
They were not kind to Derek Carr. They never are.
No.
There was a lot of talk for Tua.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. A couple signed Kaepernicks.
Ooh. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Not terrible to Gruden.
He's there.
But
on
there,
a good,
but,
a
but
nice
there were some,
still.
You know, believe this guy.
Is GrudenGagnet.com.
No, nobody.
You should have
nobody
commented. You should have just tried
yeah.
to get some upvotes.
Oh,
you should be replying to anybody who comments about
yeah.
Gruden just with
isGrudenGagnet.com. Spread the word. Preach the gospel.
But there was some good stuff.
All right.
Excited.
Prove it.
And now, a list of things that Oakland Raiders fans said on Reddit. So this is how we're going to start the game. Yes, help them by jumping offsides. Thank God I didn't have my hopes up for this game, but it's still crushing and demoralizing. It took KC longer to get into the end zone than I was thinking it would. My stream is behind, and I can never tell if your comments are sarcastic or not.
That's a fun way
flag,
to go about it.
Flag, 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 flag. God damn it. I'm just down to fire the next person who jumps regardless of who it is. Apparently, we only do the holding. Our whole season can be summed up as holding defense. Automatic first down. First down.
The production quality has been excellent lately.
How yeah. far does Mahomes have the refs down his throat every game? Reply. So that's why he sounds like that. Carr, you did it! You
Beards,
threw a touchdown!
Beards chooses what he puts in these. I don't listen
how to the Bengals handled the Jets and we get demolished.
Everyone to know that.
I'm sure this thread is angry. And I get that. But I'm just sad. F***ing bums. Literal f***ing bums. Every year I get my hopes up, and every year I'm left angry at life. Comment. Did the Bears in Kansas swap defenses? Or...
Just Kansas? Just Kansas? Okay.
Reply. Right. No, we swapped car with Trubisky.
KU. KU football.
Boys, I'm out of Jack Daniels. I don't think God wants us to win this one, guys. Feels like we need a real support group. We are going down faster than a bucket of wings in Andy Reid's hands. LMAO, just f*** me in the ass even more. Hey guys, I'm here. What in the actual f***? First game and what in the actual f***? I love you all. But what the f***? No alcohol can fix this. Our opponents are on a 58-0 run.
Goodness.
Garbage time in full effect. Every passing Sunday is 1 week closer to baseball season on the bright side. Well, that touchdown is obviously momentum that will carry on to next game. Delete this team. Let us die in peace, f***ers. Well, we almost had them, boys. I don't even know why Kansas City bothered to show up. They barely won. This is okay, guys. Gruden was clearly saving his play calling for next week.
Good call.
Watch.
Yeah. That's,
he's going to loosen the reins and let Carr go off. Watch. For real. Watch. The Raiders have done a masterful job in tricking me into believing one last time. I deserve it. Remember, guys, the Raiders have never lost a game. We just didn't have enough points when time ran out. Comment. Fire Gruden. Trade Carr. Sign cap. Reply. Go to bed. From now, every time we play the Chiefs, I'm just going to write it off as an automatic loss. I hate my life. I would just let Kansas City score and leave the field and forfeit. I'm not having fun. Let's move to the XFL. Comment. Well, I'm out. This sport isn't worth it anymore. Reply. See you next week. Reply to the reply. I'm finding another hobby. Stamp collecting sounds peaceful. Comment. I can't remember being this angry watching a game. LMAO. Reply. It's been a week for me. Carr is seeing the super demon ghosts that haunt the ghosts that Darnold was seeing. Comment. Let's at least get a touchdown. Reply. Let's get two. Well, reply to the reply. Whoa. Let's not get greedy here. Good thing we have car insurance. I'm pretty sure he's busted. Just got back from shoveling snow. Gotta go back out now. And now, the runner-up of things that Oakland Raiders fans said on Reddit.
It's also a competition.
Guys, I got really creative and wrote a haiku about the game.
Yes!
Oh.
And now,
beautiful.
The winner
wow.
of things that Oakland Raiders fans said on Reddit. Buckle up, it's a weird one.
Oh my.
What the f*** did you just f***ing say about me, you little b***h? I'll have you know, I graduated top of my class in being a Raiders QB. I have been involved in numerous Spider 2Y bananas and have over 300 confirmed checkdowns. I am trained in audibling, and I'm the top passer in the entire organization. You are nothing to me but just another target. I will overthrow you with precision, the likes of which has never been seen before on this earth. Mark my words. You think you can get away with saying this shit to me over the internet? Think again, f***er. As we speak, I'm contacting my offensive line, and your IP is being traced right now, so you better prepare for the storm, maggot. The storm that wipes out the pathetic little thing that you call a drive. You're f***ing dead, kid. I can call timeouts anywhere, anytime, and I can kill drive in over 700 ways. And that's just with my bare hands. Not only am I extensively trained in being a Gruden grinder, but I have access to the entire arsenal, the elite stabbers, and the Raider Nation, and I will use it to full extent to wipe your miserable off the face of the continent, you little sh. If only you would have known what unholy retribution your little clever comment was about to bring down upon you, maybe you would have held your f***ing tongue. But you couldn't, you didn't, and now you're paying the price, you goddamn idiot. I will fury all over you, and you will drown in it.
I will bleep fury.
That was...
Good work, Beards.
Thank you.
That the metal stand on that one might be our best one ever.
Yeah.
There are a couple of real scares in there, I gotta be honest. Like, I don't know, Beards, he really went for it on this one.
I'll tell you what, I saw that one as the game was going on, and I took it and I put it in my little document, and usually at the end of them, the ones I have like winner, winner up, I'll put them in parentheses or whatever and say winner, and this one I just wrote, I have no idea what this is, but winner.
It's clearly Derek Carr's burner account. What was the one midway through that really got me, really tickled me? I'm trying to build the full metal stand out on this one. It's a very good one on there. Good. None of us remember. Excellent.
Oh, God. Which one was it?
The
was
haiku it the, in second place is very good.
Yeah.
The I will bleep fury and you will drown in it saga.
Just the entire thing at
was
the
it
end.
The, like, the,
that's one of my, that might be one of my favorite sad fans
was
of all
it
time.
The reply to the reply? Like the whoa, whoa,
go
whoa.
To bed.
Like,
go to bed was very funny.
Like,
that might have
score
been
a touchdown.
Might have, no, I think, I think it was Fire Gruden trade car sign cap go to bed.
Yeah.
I think the go to bed response really tickled me.
Cab one surprised me. Like, whoa.
Wow.
There were a couple.
Whoa.
That was a whirlwind. This seemed like you're doing well in that subreddit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Life comes at you fast, man.
They, 2 weeks ago, they were like, we're going to beat the Jets,
we have
the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
We're going to be playing for a
Bleep
division.
Yeah. Bleep yeah, let's go.
Wow.
We're going to win the AFC West. They lost my homes for a few weeks.
Did
we
see
got
them. That list of scores, like the Raiders at Arrowhead against Andy Reid, it's like the closest game was like 27 to like 14, I think. Like that was like the only one where it wasn't a blowout.
Andy Reid literally, Andy Reid decided to move him to Vegas because he owns the franchise.
Yeah.
Andy Reid owns the Raiders, whatever city they're in.
Maybe
breathless.
That's why they're moving.
Just trying. Hey, he owns
Andy
the Oakland Raiders.
Maybe we got a chance if we're the Las Vegas.
He has no power in Vegas that we know of. That's a good call, actually.
They're just going to keep moving around every couple of years. Next thing you know, they're the Salt Lake City Raiders.
That's good. They could play in the stadium of the hold on, don't tell me, Salt Lake Stallions. They could play in the Stallions Stadium. R.I.P. AAF. By the way, XFL jerseys, uniforms still trickling out. Beards is Dragons, great helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very average uniform with like a lot of drawbacks. Maybe the worst uniform you've seen so far, maybe the best helmet. And by far the best name.
Yes.
By far the best mascot name.
The
Battlehawk second.
The all-white jerseys are good, though.
They are. That's true.
Those are good. It's just the purple with the orange sides and then also green shoulder pads with a white helmet is kind of a lot going on.
Like, I fell asleep halfway through you describing all the colors that were on that uniform.
There were a lot of colors.
There's
a
uniform. Lot of colors there. See, my Vipers, it's just every shade of green. It's way easier to put out there.
It's 30 colors, but it's just...
But they're all green.
They're all green with some yellow.
Yeah.
Like, they're basically camo at this point. My Vipers. My neon Vipers. I got a tweet a minute ago from... Oh, come on, Twitter. Let's go. Well, their display name now is Lifelong Battlehawks Fan, and I was tweeting about my Tampa Bay Vipers, and they noted that they've been listening to my stupid talking since, like, the podcasts that I started my freshman year of college days.
Was that the Tampa Bay Vipers podcast?
That one's, please don't spoil it, that one debuts.
Sorry.
That one debuts this spring.
So. On The Athletic.
Exclusively. I don't know if The Athletic is starting in an XFL vertical.
It might just be us3.
I think
here's the thing. If they want some XFL coverage, we can gladly host the XFL podcast.
When do the football games actually get played? Can
like
we get
right,
can they get the rights to XFL
it
games?
It is right after the season. Like I weirdly
we'll
enough,
do we'll do pre and post.
Am I
on my Sports Radio 810, your home for the XFL.
In my Chromebook?
Almost entirely sports, you're home for the XFL.
Great point.
Let's be honest.
Great
here.
Point.
In my downloads folder on my Google Chromebook, XFLschedule.png.
You had previously downloaded it?
I had downloaded it. Yeah, so I got it right here. Week one, February 8th. Seattle Dragons face off again.
Oh, so it's like the week after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Lifelong Battlehawks fans, they've been listening since my like college podcasts, and but now that I am a fan of the Vipers, the lifelong enemy of the Battlehawks, they have turned us off forever.
Seattle plays DC,
so
and then on Sunday, February 9th, the Vipers are at New York, and
let's go.
The, St. Louis is going down to the Renegades. We got the ESPN game.
Wow.
Renegades got the ESPN.
You're on Measly Fox.
Vipers? And Beards is on the lowly ABC.
We got so Beards and I got like national games really. Like we got like
we're ESPN.
We got the big game. I got ABC.
We got ESPN.
Yeah, we got
Fox. SABC.
I got Fox. I'm getting Aikman.
ESPN. I cannot wait till Troy Aikman's calling one of those games.
You know what? Call me whenever Troy Aikman calls 33% of the XFL games that I've none yet. I'd like
when
that.
Troy Aikman has 33% of the XFL trophy.
That's exact. Yeah. How about that?
How many XFL Super Bowl MVPs did he have?
Zero.
How many touchdowns?
Zero. Yeah, true. Come on, Aikman. Let's go. Go do something in the XFL and then talk. I got Aaron Murray. Whenever Aaron Murray throws a touchdown pass in the XFL, I'll have to reprise that tweet.
Yeah.
So Aaron Murray has he has 100% more XFL touchdowns than Troy Aikman did in
I feel like that's something you just got to keep going all XFL season until it probably folds in week 7, but like you know, like 7 weeks is going to be good.
Have we revisited the AAF shop and see if they did they have a Cyber Monday sale?
Listen, just through spite and just hatred, Vince McMahon is going to keep that thing open for at least 2 seasons.
100%.
Like, absolutely. There could be money falling. Like, literally, there could just be burning piles of money in the office. He's
players,
like,
no! We're players, players might not get paid that whole second season. They might literally just be grabbing people off the streets like, hey, do you want to play for the love of the game?
Shop.aaf.com is still active.
All those fans that are in the comment section of all the videos of all the stuff, and they're like, oh, I could do that better. They're just like, you're up, bud.
Come on in. Yep.
Hey, the AAF has a lot of gear that they still got to get rid of, man.
Here's the thing. At full price.
Oh, you come on. You got
They got debts to settle.
Do I want... That's true.
Yeah.
Do I want an Arizona Hotshots? Do I want it? Well, it might be. Listen to this. Do I want an Arizona Hotshots starter chrome logo snapback hat? Abso-freaking-lutely I do. I would love one. It'll go great with all my Vipers gear. $40! Bleep off!
Like
$40!
I really want this Atlanta Legends men's starter on-field breakaway jacket.
Yeah.
$159.
What are we... Come on, AAF!
Let's see. Stallions.
Hey, Beards, would you like a Salt Lake Stallions official Wilson football, like the ones they use in like the 4 games they played?
No,
would
really.
You like one of those?
I'd rather have a hoodie.
That's good, because it was going to set you back $160!
No, thank you.
The XFL ones are less than that.
Oh, there's a...
Oh, don't worry, Beards, the hoodie's $70.
I was going to say, I found a hoodie here that's very nice. It's $75. That's...
Is someone still, like... If the three of us had more money,
disposable income,
I would love to just try to buy
everything.
One of their $300 authentic helmets,
and
just see if it shows up. Like
it's gonna be like the Big Baller Ranch.
Here's the thing:
you're gonna get a different helmet than you wanted 10 months later for
$40
extra. We can expense that, right? Right?
I bet I could get.
Right?
Hold on, how much is shipping? Because we could get magnets.
We've got a bunch of helmets in there of like. Former Chiefs players that nobody's heard of.
Mm-hmm.
We should just have them.
Oh, we were going to do a giveaway with
them. Yeah, we should absolutely just get a bunch of helmets and have that expense, and then they can just sit back there.
These aren't giveaways of names that people haven't heard of. People know these names. The Jonathan Baldwin is a name that people know. They're just really bad names.
I want Almost Entirely Sports to be the show that gives away a Jonathan Baldwin helmet in 2019. Yeah. I need to re-ask for permission to do that again, because I did at the beginning of the show, and then the show, like, we'll stop at its tracks while football season got started and the World Series happened and everything. And even before that, I had just, like, forgotten about it at some point. So I need to circle back on doing...
bad giveaway?
Almost entirely giveaways.
Giving away a Jonathan Baldwin helmet would be... What would we do?
What
like,
if I just try to
would
order...
have to do something really bad but great.
What if
I'm
just listening
helmet,
to the
right?
show, honestly.
Yeah, that's
what
that's
if I try bad. To... I'm going to see if I can put... Hold on.
Oh, man.
I'm going to try to put 99 Arizona Hotshots magnets in my cart for $5 a piece.
Somebody just posted a picture that's going to break the internet.
Only be 7. Uh-oh, what is it?
It is Baby Yoda dressed up like Mahomes.
I did see this earlier. It's very good.
I'm just now seeing it.
Patrick Mayota? Nice. Is that anything?
Patrick Mayota. I think that's all right,
I put 7 of these magnets in my cart. Okay, so the site hasn't crashed yet. How is the AAF website...
Are you really going to buy these?
...running no sales? I just wanted to see if shipping is free. I would spend $5
on the magnet. Yeah,
but I don't know. I can't imagine shipping is going to be free here. But maybe that dude who bought the AAF, you know, is really just looking for a few bucks to take off of his debts. All right, well, I'm going to keep browsing the AAF store. Whenever we come back, there's a handful of things from Chiefs Raiders we still haven't talked about that I would, like, I have intended on getting to, but in case you've not noticed, the show's pretty easily distracted.
No.
By shiny things. And occasionally, not that shiny things, like the AAF web merch site. Not the XFL. I'm not misspeaking. I'm on the AAF website. Yes, it folded. During its first regular season. And Aaron Murray's back, baby.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for clicking this video. I will show how to pronounce this word. Let's start. Phenesis. Phenesis.
With Joshua Briscoe.
And one more time. Phenesis.
And one more time.
Phenesis. That's all.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
That's an old liner from when the show's over on ESPN Kansas City. I'm just, for the new listeners, I'd like to explain. It'll make sense really soon. That was an AI telling us how to pronounce the plural of the word phoenix. I don't know what my questions. Man. I don't know what questions you had.
That was. I forgot all about that. That was so good.
So Beards has found something that he's going to do. I am going to try. Rudy and I are going to have a conversation.
Well, I need to explain it very quickly.
Hold on. Okay. I'm going to explain what I'm doing. Whatever you do, dilly-dallying over there on that side of the glass, trying to taint an otherwise very smart sports talk radio show that we're doing over here on this side of the glass, that's between you and God.
Yes.
Rudy and I are going to have a conversation about Chiefs Raiders. You know, maybe a little bit of a look ahead to the Patriots. We also have a 3-hour show tomorrow, though. So we'll talk about Chiefs Patriots more tomorrow. But Rudy and I have a few topics I want to make sure we cover from Chiefs Raiders. Now, Beards, whatever shenanigans you're pulling, I honestly couldn't care less about, but people should know, I suppose.
So we were talking the last segment about like giving away the helmets or whatever and the bad giveaway thing. Uh-huh. I was reminded that Cards Against Humanity last year for Black Friday had a 99% off sale. And they just had some really absurd items on there that were very good.
And what does that have to do with the segment that we're doing?
Nothing. It was just something that I remembered. And I
what is it about to have to do with the segment that we're doing?
Absolutely nothing.
It's just a little bit of trivia that's not going to.
Yeah, it was just a funny parallel. I mean, like, listen, do you want an all-inclusive 10-day vacation for 2-day Antarctica? You could have had it for $180.
That was actually the one item during that sale that I got through the second level of. Not a joke. I actually tried to buy that.
Have a vacation of your dreams and your nightmares. Get one last look before it melts. This is for real. Do not purchase if you do not actually want to go to Antarctica.
I seriously got through like the second order, the second level of the order, and then someone else got it.
So like could you actually buy these things for these prices?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Cards Against Humanity literally did this. You could literally buy all of these things. They sold like one of each of these things. But it was just a big advertising campaign. Yeah. They were also selling boxes of cards.
Yeah.
So it's a really good advertising because it was very funny.
No, it's genius.
All right, but surely that won't be relevant to the rest of this segment. Because I want to talk about Chiefs Raiders.
Not unless you wanted a 20-foot yurt for $60.
A yurt?
Yeah, it's a big tent.
I know what a yurt is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a bit. It's how much?
It was $60.
So of the things across the offensive line that we talked about a little bit over the show so far, the problems in the running game, that's just not really how it's constructed. The problems protecting Mahomes and all of that. The offense was like relatively efficient. It was just they had short fields. The defense did some scoring. There were some concerns later on, but like the Chiefs didn't do much in the second half because the second half was mostly one drive. Like it really was. That kind of like pack it in, folks. Like we're good here. This game is essentially over at halftime, and in that first half, the offense was pretty effective.
If you wanted a hot dog cart, you could have gotten one for $40. It's got the umbrella and everything. It does not, however, include the hot dog or mustard.
And the thing that Andy Reid talked about last week, and he talked about it twice, Eric Bieniemy talked about it once, the Chiefs have had penalty problems.
Yeah.
They've also had problems in the red zone, and there was the pick that then was then overturned in the red zone that would have continued. They ended up scoring there anyway.
That whole thing still is just...
absolutely bonkers. Yeah. And that wasn't even challenged. They just reviewed it on their own. We just need to get a booth ref.
Yeah.
This isn't that difficult. Just put a ref in the booth that can do all of this way, way quicker and stop wasting everyone's time. Stop screwing around with challenges for penalties and everything and just have a ref to get it right in the booth, honestly.
Also, at this point, like, if you are a coach, like, you just can't challenge, like, pass interference or whole, unless it's like,
but it's starting
the end of a game
and that just, dart hits and like, well, okay, I threw it. Now what?
Like, there's just that party. Like, it just at this point, it's just like you just can't. Like, the refs have been willing to overturn it whenever they're calling it again, whenever they're reviewing themselves at the end of like in the final 2 minutes. But if you're a coach, like it's just not getting overturned. It just doesn't happen.
And, I mean, so, again, that's all ridiculous. But
it's insane.
But the offense over the course of the first half, there were the moments of, like, little hiccups. There were the line problems and everything. But for the most part, like, it was good. It wasn't electric, but it was good.
Yeah. You mean, like, this electric guitar that Jimmy Carter signed that you can get for $23? Or at least you could have gotten for $23?
Jimmy Carter signed?
Yeah, you get to make up your own story is why he signed it, too.
Very good. Okay. Wow.
Does it cost more if I wanted a story like thrown in there? Like, if I want them to make
you could probably pay them to write you a little story. It'll just come in like a little Cards Against Humanity card. And it'll be profane. You could not tell that story to your, you know, loved ones.
I like it.
But defensively, like, I don't think that we've given them quite enough. That fan is so loud, Beards.
I know. It's
just
the worst.
Turn off your microphone. defensively, like, there are so many things that we've seen in snippets for the Chiefs over the course of this season so far. We've seen the secondary hold up, and then it bends a little more than you'd like it to.
Then it holds.
And then it literally holds. We've seen the run defense have a stretch. We've seen a little bit of a resistance. We've seen them be really good against Dalvin Cook. And then we see them caught off guard by Ryan Tannehill. Well, but really,
go back to the Tannehill thing. Hey, take 7 years to transition from receiver to quarterback, okay? We're watching
point.
The transition right before us. Last week, he had like a 40-yard pass. That's new. Tannehill.
I'm honestly sick of that. But I think that there have been multiple times this season where you've seen the glimpse from the defense. You're like, God, I wish they could give us a full game of that. I would love to see what it looked like whenever you have a couple of plays that aren't just Phillip Rivers throwing the ball to a defender, but you have defenders actually making excellent plays. Tyrann Mathieu did it. Juan Thornhill did it. And then they continue that over the course of the game. Even that last drive, that's garbage time. And they're playing a different form. They're not giving everything they have there.
Yeah, that last drive is whatever.
It was so nice to see, for the first time, them never have a moment where the defense gets deflated. And it was consistent throughout the entire game.
Yeah, there were moments where, honestly, like, both picks, you could honestly say that Derek Carr did just kind of hand the ball. Oh, it almost looked like, if you're just watching the moment, it's almost like Derek Carr really did just make a bad throw. And then you actually, like, listen to Tyrann Mathieu and Juan Thornhill both talk after the game. She's like, no, man, like, they watched a ton of film and they knew exactly where to be on those plays and they went right where they were at. Like, it just the amount of work that, and, you know, we don't ever talk about like the positional coaches much, but like the amount of work that they've done to it seems like they know what's happening. It's not just with Derek Carr. They've done this with a couple guys now, but like those two, Mathieu and Thornhill, have been unbelievable.
And it was like they knew it was coming from the beginning. Like, they were eagle-eyes in the back.
You mean like a giant inflatable eagle that literally is about 30 feet long, $12? Like that? Like that kind of eagle? Again, you can't get this now, but, you know, you could have last year.
But, I mean, really, like, there's been such obvious, tangible growth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, with Thornhill, there's the running play on fourth down where, first of all, like, Reggie Ragland did a really nice job, like, sort of walking his blocker down the line, continuing to force him outside.
Also,
but then Mathieu is communicating with Thornhill on that play, sending him down the line, and then having him make the play at the sideline. It was just an, it was absolutely excellent work.
Also watching Chris Jones on that play, like literally take out, like pretty much right when they snapped the ball, he basically just knocked three offensive linemen just down.
Yes.
It just like how is he not under contract? Like,
yeah, I'm still, I continue to be nervous about that
that's
one.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He, I don't know. But anyways.
You know what you don't have to be nervous about?
What?
An 8-foot gummy python for $1.49 because it's not a real snake.
You were saying, Rudy.
It weighs 27 pounds, by the way. Or it did. Somebody probably ate it by now.
Could you eat a 27-pound gummy snake in a year?
I don't know. Honestly.
That's a lot of. That's you're eating a
you
pound
have
of
friends for that.
You're eating
yeah. like a football team. You gotta have a football team to eat that.
Yeah,
that carry on.
Yeah, definitely.
A carry on's like a vulture, actually. Beards. It's completely. It's not a reptile at all. No.
That Tyrann Mathieu pick though, like it was like we joked about it on Twitter, but like it honestly looked like he was the receiver on that play. Like he
yeah.
honestly like
he,
ran
he
the route better than the actual receiver did.
Yeah, no, seriously, the ball was in the air, and then he, like, all of a sudden, he slides
Boom.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, like, Gucci Princetown goat hair slides for $6? They're fuzzy. Again, you could have gotten these.
Goat hair?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, like, looking ahead to how all of this translates to the Patriots, you've seen that offense like genuinely struggle and not just on like a Patriots and Tom Brady scale, but it has genuinely struggled mm-hmm. like as an NFL offense.
You know who else struggled and was kind of also a little shady? Richard Nixon, which you can buy a signed Nixon photograph for $6. It's a portrait. If you wanted to.
Last year.
I would have.
For $6? Sure.
Yeah.
I would have got it shipped to my vacation in Antarctica. My vacation home. That I would have bought for whatever that was. $180. Hey, boss. I'm going to have to use my vacation days. I accidentally sort of bought a 2-week trip to
Antarctica. Well, I mean, it was only $180.
Yeah, it was a great deal. I have to go.
I could not buy it.
Also, this one's just too absurd, so I'm going to read it.
What have you been doing so far?
Do you want an 8-foot statue of Anubis, the Egyptian god of the dead?
How do you know me well, Beard?
$12.95.
18 feet?
8.
Oh, okay. I still would have a hard time finding a spot for that in my apartment, I bet. But I would be happy to do it. Just read like 3 more. Just read us into break. Just do that.
Let's see here.
I'll tell you when we go to break. Go
I've
ahead.
Got Dan,
go ahead. I can't with you.
I've got Dan Aykroyd's Conehead from the movie Coneheads for 19.
You know what? Beards
for 1995.
Let's play this game backwards.
Oh, okay.
Here's what we're gonna do now. You're gonna read an item. I'm gonna give a Chiefs take.
Oh, okay.
You go first.
Well, I don't know how you're gonna beat this one, but 19th century butter churn for $5.75.
This defense is finally showing itself to be something that can move forward and play in the modern era of football. These last couple of seasons, we had a 19th century butter churn coaching the defense up. It was no wonder that the linebackers were always confused. They were playing a defensive scheme that hadn't been relevant in 200 years.
Do you want, by any chance, a 500 pounds of dry garbanzo beans? $5.79.
Chris Jones was throwing around offensive linemen like they were just 500-pound bags of garbanzo beans.
Next, Spirits. I've had one also, but that was pretty good.
What about an $800 gift card to Applebee's for $8?
Give Chris Jones whatever he wants. Get that man under contract. You can give him a huge deal and an $800 gift card to Applebee's. I don't give a bleep.
A pirate ship adventure party bouncy house, $17.90.
Listen, guys. Specifically to the change we've seen from this defense. Last year, flat-footed in that secondary, absolutely no lift whatsoever. And now we've got Tyrann Mathieu and Juan Thornhill bouncing around like they're on a bouncy house, but they're out here plundering that booty like a bunch of pirates, just stealing. And you know what happened on Sunday? Bouncy house belonged to the other team.
Yeah.
It's a pirate ship. Popped it right there.
Heck yeah, they
ship
did.
Sank. Raiders no more.
What could you do with 600 live ants for 66 cents? Not 500, not 700, 600.
So 600 is an interesting number because
Brady's playing football like he just got 600 ants covered on him.
I have a specific plan for what I would. I can't. This is so interesting. But actually, my diary. I have two ant based entries. I have what I would do if I had 50 ants, and what I would do if I had 200,000 ants.
See, I have a plan.
I don't have a 600.
But
ant
I need 601. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
Could I catch a wild ant and then throw it into the group? Do you think they would all play nice?
I also
nice?
Hope they counted each ant individually.
Oh, dude, if I buy that and I'm getting 598 ants, there's an angry letter being written.
Yeah. Real well-thought-out tweet is going out.
How many more do you want?
I mean, a funny one.
All right. How about the spirit of Black Friday? It's a red bodysuit. It's $999.99.
That one sat there for a while. I think that was the last one of the day.
It was also proceeds donated to the Greater Chicago Food Depository. So, you know, it was like actually a good thing to do.
Oh, well, now I actually feel better about it because I had been regretting it for a while. It's horrifying to see me in that state. But now I didn't even realize I was tax deductible the whole time.
Yeah.
It's his Chiefs superfan outfit.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I bought it for.
Life size cutout of Orlando Bloom. 75 cents.
Well, here's the thing.
That's what's wearing the outfit.
When I go out, I want to go out with somebody famous by me. Make me look cool. I'm the cool guy who hangs out with Orlando Bloom.
I've heard that his personality is a little bit two-dimensional.
All right, last one. This should be a cakewalk. This one should be easy. It's a poncho toilet. Avoiding long lines in the bathroom.
I mean, honestly, when you're watching the Raiders play, do you really want to avoid those long lines?
It's a what, Beards?
It's a poncho toilet.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a very challenging couple of words you've pieced together that I'm going to need some time to digest. That's a poor choice of words.
How about a 50-pound wheel of cheese for $3.29? Is that better?
How much cheese?
50 pounds.
That's a lot of cheese.
What about a bust of former President Barack Obama for $5.50?
Is it made out of cheese?
I was going to say, what's it made out of?
Is it cheese? Is it made out of cheese?
In the product description here, it says, life size, looks just like Barack Obama. Ask him for advice or absorb his noble silence. No nipples, sorry.
I will say now I'm out.
That's why I got the double-decker cat stroller. Also related to the poncho toilet from earlier. There's a Dagobert toilet throne for $101. It's wood exterior. Very nice. Very fancy. Kind of out of place. But, you know, that's what the poncho toilet's for.
Beards is currently showing me the video, and it's a man in a red bodysuit. Who is walking over to what appears to just be, like, just think about a royal throne.
Yeah.
But it's a toilet. And then I guess put the poncho over the whole
throne
thing
toilet.
To protect yourself.
Oh, you get to ring a bell when you're done.
This is a bad segment.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
I think we did two really good hours.
With Joshua Briscoe.
And we also did this hour.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Ooh, I think the Wildcats stream just came out. Breaking news. Wildcats.
At XFL 2020.
Yes.
Refresh the Twitter account.
Yes, it is out.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB Kansas City, your home for XFL jersey reveals.
Oh, Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your logo was so bad, but your uniforms are bold.
I like it.
The sort of like a LA Fire kind of thing going on. There's even like smoke in the background. If their name wasn't Wildcats, I would have thought that was on purpose, but it's absolutely, it must not be. I don't know. These are spicy though.
I kind of like these.
I do too.
Yeah.
yeah, they just have a logo that has nothing to do with their nickname, and they have the worst nickname in the league because there are a lot of Wildcats.
The all-white jerseys aren't that great.
No, but the all-blacks are pretty sweet.
And then, like, the stripe down the legs, it's got, like, a claw mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so where are we at right now? Let's go ahead and we're going to go. Good.
That's the last one.
Okay, so we've completed the... You're right, it is, but the orange thrown in there is really nice.
Yes.
So, Wildcats. Very good.
Yep.
Home, okay road. Dragons,
great home.
No,
or not home. I'm doing the
that's
NBA
fine.
Thing again.
It's fine. Wildcats, we're gonna give like an A minus. Dragons, C minus.
That's fine.
Vipers, A plus. Battlehawks, straight A's. No question in my mind. Roughnecks, C plus. Guardians, B plus. Renegades, F.
What?
I think that's all of them. Oh, then there's the Defenders. B plus. We did it. We all unanimously agreed on all of those
Yeah,
grades.
Yeah, sure.
The Vipers get the first victory of the season. Tampa forever. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 7. Bye, Mom!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.